This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Thursday morning. Well, no game yesterday, but 2 scheduled for today as the Phils, hopefully the rain subsides and the Phils can take on those Atlanta Braves. Eagles are taking on, each other, OTAs. Practicing, which is a good thing, getting ready for the season coming up in a couple months. Couple players and couple coaches talking yesterday, including Kevin Petula, Dallas Goedert, and more. We'll play the audio of that. We got some Phillies tickets to give away today, and certainly your phone calls. That's how you can win them at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The first Rockets date back to 1232.
Hard to believe.
1232. Jin Dynasty soldiers. They made fire arrows propelled with gunpowder. They actually used a tube. It was like an early large bottle rocket. They used a tube. Once the tube was ignited, the fire, smoke, and gas that escaped out the open end propelled the tube and the stick toward a target.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm impressed. Trying to get
1232.
And trying to break down that castle.
I guess.
You know, get in somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's
which castle?
The one in Scotland.
You said the Jing Dynasty.
They went all the way to Scotland.
Well,
what a
rocket.
Trip in the 1200s.
It was a rocket. That thing really had some long-distance firepower. It's like a Schwarber home run.
My dad, when I was growing up, used to have lots of good bottle rockets. Like the summertime is when you'd kind of know where you could sneak and find some bottle rockets. Like in one of those bags. Did your dad have any of those bags that were super old?
I feel
old?
Safe saying my dad never once set off a bottle rocket in his
really?
Life. I'm 100% sure.
Oh my gosh.
My dad was a city guy.
My dad sold cars. My dad was a car salesman. My dad made deals. He was a wheeler and dealer.
Sure.
And sometimes he would get cool stuff in deals. And man, sometimes if it was I don't even know if it was really a 3/4 stick of dynamite, but they had these things that were called 3/4 sticks.
Wow.
They had these things called, you know, of course, M80s. Everyone knew about M80s, but then quarter sticks and then half sticks and 3/4 sticks. I mean, they really were almost like
I think you lost Joe three minutes ago.
Really?
Four minutes ago.
Well, anyway, lots of cool bottle rockets, and they used to be in these bags that were so old, and the bags had been used so many times. The paper bags, they'd gotten crinkly and smushy to where it wasn't even like paper any longer. It was almost like fabric.
Okay.
You didn't have a bag like that.
Now you lost me 5 minutes ago.
Right. Are you done yet?
So a couple of things. First off, I'm still trying to figure out, not bottle rockets, but why people don't want to throw it at Brave. That's a whole other matter. But know this, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the table. Now, the responsibility now goes to Sanchez. Is that right, James? Sanchez game one,
Wheeler game two.
All right, so an interesting flippage by the Phils. First off, if you had tickets to the game yesterday, just know that ticket is for today's 1 o'clock game. And then the game that was scheduled for today is obviously later tonight. But interestingly, the Phillies switched the pitchers. So I'm looking for a Chris Sanchez fastball to the ribs, okay? He takes on the responsibility. I tend to think he'll get it done. But it is complicated by a doubleheader. So if you have a pitcher thrown out of a game, you can, wreck your bullpen a little bit in a doubleheader day. So just know that has entered the equation. Two changes. One, Sanchez gets the start. And two, you do play with some fire if a starting pitcher gets thrown out of a game early because it's a doubleheader day.
So now I'm just putting that preference is that we're strategic and we try to hit a guy in like the seventh inning?
My preference is Sanchez goes after him, but says, what? That wasn't me. I lost it in the lights.
Do you really think you might go after him after like 100 pitches?
I think he goes after him in the first 40, but we'll see. All right. So that's on the table. All jokes aside, tell us why you're in or out. We were talking yesterday, and it won't be the full focus today, obviously. But I'm especially curious if you were out on throwing at a Brave, why? So hit us up, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to this this Jalen Hurts thing, which is pretty interesting. So Pro Football Focus, John, as you know, came out a few days ago with their quarterback rankings. And we're going to see a lot of these in the offseason. And it pretty much came in as I expected, which is that Jalen Hurts is ranked very high, but not ranked in the top four, and in this case, not ranked in their tier one. So tier one, according to Pro Football Focus, what they determine to be elite are the following four, and it's the four I do believe are the best, although I think you could change this order. They go with Patrick Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Lamar 3, and Josh Allen 4. Now, I think most people in America would say, in some order, those are the four best. Obviously, there are people here that think Jalen Hurts belongs in that grouping of four, and some people, including James, think he's as high as two. All right. So here's the deal. Appropriate or disrespectful to have Jalen Hurts as the fifth-ranked quarterback, but not a tier-one quarterback. John, what they determine to be a tier-two, what they call high-end starter. Now, full disclosure, for those tuning in right now, we had a poll yesterday related to this. We knew there was a decent chance this would be a more robust show topic today, and we wanted to get an early assessment yesterday. The question was on our poll, is Jalen Hurts a tier-one elite quarterback? And 73% of our respondents said yes, 27% said he is not. John, what say you? And ladies and gentlemen, you tell us, because you guys know where I stand. I don't think he is, but he's better than I thought he was. I don't think it's disrespectful at all to call him a tier two. I think he has a lot more around him than the other quarterbacks in the tier one, and I think that's a big part of why the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But look, he obviously played great in the final two games after having his ass carried for 18 weeks. John Ritchie? What say, James? I just slid that in there.
I'm not responding. I'm staying silent here. All right, nonsense can speak for itself.
John, what say you on Jalen? What's the truth?
Jalen is, I think it's fair to say Jalen at fifth. I feel pretty good about that.
Should he be tier one?
I think tier one is where he and Jaden Daniels and Matthew Stafford
You can't have him the same tier as Mahomes. You can't have Stafford and Jaden Daniels in the same tier as Mahomes. At some point, you got to have a differentiation. Okay, why?
Yeah.
Because Patrick Mahomes is freaking three-time Super Bowl champion, five-time been there.
Then that top
still in
tier
his prime.
Should be Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts.
Look, you could have a case where it's Mahomes all by himself. You could have
Let's go top tier is Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. They're the only two quarterbacks out there who have proven they can go and win a world championship with their team.
You think Hurts is the second best quarterback?
Yes, let's go by the elite means you've proven you can go and win a world championship with your team. That's Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, right? In the last two times they met in the biggest game in the world, what happened? Jalen Hurts played better than Patrick Mahomes did. And the last time we saw Jalen won the biggest game
so
in the world.
So it's incredible.
And actually won the MVP of that game. So both times that he's played the top quarterback in the world, he's outplayed him. And the last time they met, he beat him.
He very much beat him. I mean, there's no question.
So, yeah, Jalen's elite.
So I don't
and
think
yeah,
it's...
if we're going to put tiers on it, let's go Jalen and Mahomes are tier one because they're the only two quarterbacks out there who have a ring.
Was Eli better than Tom Brady?
No.
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 He beat him
Tom
twice.
Tom Brady is nowhere close to as good as you seem to think he was. He was very accomplished.
Wait, wait. The argument is Tom Brady's not
very
that good?
Very accomplished.
Wait, wait, wait. How far down? I just want to know before we rev our engines, how far down are we dropping Tom Brady? Is he below Hurts?
Is that even? No.
James, what kind of comment? Who's he below? Is he below Flacco?
It's close. Is that what we're talking
is
about?
Is he not
today?
In? Well, hold
we're
on.
Talk about your is boyfriend,
he,
Tom?
Is he not in the top three?
Yeah.
Of all time?
No. He what? By skill? No. He's not. By accomplishments?
You think Tom Brady?
Yes.
You think so? I'm just trying to understand. So here's the deal. So you can weigh in 215-592-9494. I'm trying to get a sense, obviously, on the Hurts thing, but we're trying to, you know, get some parameters set. That was a stunning shift of parameter, in my opinion. Apparently, Tom Brady, not a top three quarterback of all time. But okay, that's John's opinion.
I'm here for all Tom Brady slander I can
hear. It is slander.
And I love it. I did point that out.
And you know what slander is.
Yes.
Not true.
But I'm here
all
for
right.
it.
But all right, but let's bring it back to Hurts for a second. So here's where I'm at on Jalen. Obviously, I have great appreciation for what he accomplished and what the team accomplished. And he does deserve a tremendous amount of credit, especially at the end of the year. I'm not moved to the point where I say I leapfrog him up into tier one. I'm certainly not where people like James and Elliott and John are talking about him as the second best quarterback in pro football. I do think, and I would think all of us agree, but you tell us, that he has more around, that he, let's say, had more around him, and to a large extent will still have more around him than other quarterbacks. I mean, there was a tremendous advantage last year. Forget everything else on the offense, just the defense. He was the only quarterback in pro football that had the number one ranked defense, and it's a defense, by the way, a lot of us think might have been one of the, you know, five best defenses this century. I mean, Mahomes is truly legit, and Mahomes didn't get past midfield to like late third quarter of a Super Bowl. That's unbelievable. You know, Hurts didn't do that. The defense did that. Now, Hurts did a lot in that game. He did a lot in the championship game. He is superb in the running game. He is superb. And he's a big help to what Saquon does. Now, I don't think
the
he's...
The Eagles were fourth in offensive efficiency last season, and he created that. Remember, last year, we were all worried about, oh, how is he going to coordinate the offense if there's no Jason Kelce?
Yep.
Like, that... That
he improved
that
on that
coordination of the run and the pass. A lot of times that comes down to an in-game decision.
Well, it's more of the run and the run.
The RPO stuff.
Yeah, more of the run and the run. Because that was kind of the Eagles'
offense.
Decision-making
within the run game is something that we don't even go into.
So, no, I think
because it's talking about A-gap, B-gap, C-gap decisions about where guys are lined up.
He's excellent at that.
Boring.
He's excellent at that. There's no question.
He's impeccable at that.
Well,
he's the best at that.
He might be the best.
He is the template for that. He's the reason that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone in the NFL is now shifting their whole view of what works in this league.
Well, he's part of it. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
He is the trendsetter. People want their quarterback to look more like Jalen Hurts. We should count ourselves as lucky that we have the template for what works best right now, as deemed by we are the in the copycat league. Yep. We're what everyone's trying to be.
So, listen, you can weigh in. Is he elite? Is he not? Tier one, tier two? You know, where do you rank him up? How do you compare him to, you know, the guys like Josh Allen and Burrow and Lamar that have not won a title?
We haven't even talked about his poise, his mental toughness, the physical toughness.
Very tough.
So physically tough that we don't even know if he's hurt. We don't even know if he's hurt until the surgery comes and he's already rehabbed. After the season's
listen,
over.
Here's where I'm at on I'm going to give you positive and negative. Tons of positive, admirable traits, which you just listed a bunch of them, John. I agree with you on a lot of that. I just think in the passing game he's deficient to be a tier one quarterback. Now listen, he was effective enough last year that they won the Super Bowl. Would they have
he
won
it? Was fourth in yards per attempt and fifth in passer rating.
Well, he had
18. Last year.
Well, they hit him, and that's part of why he didn't throw as many passes as others. And he had 18 touchdowns in a league that had.
Because they ran the ball more? Or they hit him because they wanted to balance the offense?
I would say
that's what works
best
in the NFL.
I would say they hit him for two reasons.
Him is running the ball more? I think you're confusing.
In part, because he and Saquon are excellent at it with that offensive line, but also in part because he's not that great in the passing game. I think they made a shift after the bye to say, let's pass less, let's hide Jalen.
He's fourth in yards per attempt and fifth in passer rating, but he's deficient in when he throws it.
Wait, 18 touchdowns in a league where Peyton Manning had 55.
Okay,
how many rushing did Peyton Manning have?
You talk about that.
Yeah, with the
exactly.
Kneel down.
You can't just ignore that.
Jalen's superb with the rushing.
You can't count stats anymore. You've said it yourself with the way quarterbacks throw it in the last 10, 15 years. You're saying throw Matt Stafford's records out the window.
I'm saying Stafford's not that good.
Let's throw Jalen's records, the numbers, out the window also, and boil it down.
Look, I think
the guy's the best player on the best team, and they won the world title.
You think he's better than Saquon?
Well, Saquon's an awesome player.
Well, you just said he's the best.
Different ways.
Is he better than Saquon?
He's the top offensive. I don't know. No,
well, the answer is no. Of course, he's not better than Saquon.
Of course, he is. He gets a lot more.
I think he's the quarterback. He's the most important player.
Think about it this way:
We've gone off the rails.
Why are we comparing our best players? Who's
you're the one
now?
That just said he's the best player, and I said
yes,
no. He's
if they redrafted players, he would go the first on the Eagles.
That won the world title.
Outrageous.
That's inarguable.
All right, great to be with you on another rainy day. One thing before the calls. I hope people understand, you know, when I talk about Jalen is tier two, I don't mean it disrespectfully because it is it's a high level, you know, but I just don't think I lost my brain the way some people did when they won the bowl. I mean, not everybody when you win the bowl is tier one at everything. Shane Victorino wasn't an elite center fielder. He was a really important contributing factor on the Phillies when they won the World Series.
Was he the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles for two Super Bowls? The only one to ever go to two Super Bowls?
No, but not everybody gets to be elite. So it's just the way I look at sports. But you tell me, where are you at? All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Anthony in New Jersey kicks us off. What's going on, Anthony?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
Good,
man?
Buddy.
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Joe, man, you gotta stop acting like Jalen is not that guy. Because Jalen most definitely is that guy. You check his record versus the AFC. I don't believe he lost the game. Maybe one. And that's to Patrick Mahomes last year when we went to in the Super Bowl.
We lost some in 2021, but they weren't as good, and he wasn't as good. Yeah.
You check, well, I'm saying, you check the stats.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. You said if he's lost a game. I mean, you know, he's lost some, but probably not too many.
No, I'm saying to the AFC.
I know, and I'm saying in 2021, he lost some, but overall.
He's 15-4 as a starter against the AFC in his career, I guess, in the regular season.
What's his record versus Josh Allen?
Is it 1-0 or 2-0?
I think it's 1-0, yeah.
What's his record versus Lamar Jackson?
He's beat him.
1-0, it's at least 1-0. I don't know if it's only one.
I think it's one.
Probably once.
And what's his record against Joe Burrow?
Beat him.
1-0.
Yeah.
I think.
What's his record against Patrick Mahomes?
2-1.
It's a fun game we're playing.
No, it might be 2. Is it 2-1 or 2-2?
2-1.
2-1.
Oh, no, 2-2. You're right. 2021, Mahomes beat him here.
Yeah.
You're
2-2.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so how many Super Bowls has Jalen been to?
Two.
How many Allen, Burrow, Jackson been to?
Combined one.
Yeah, but Anthony, see, here's the deal. You're boiling it down. And listen, these are some impressive facts, but you're boiling it down in a way. Go ahead. What?
Hey, Joe. What? What's Lamar Jackson, how many turnovers do he have in the postseason every year? I mean, at least two. At least two. How many has Jalen had? The year that we went to Super Bowl and lost. That season Jalen had don't compare to any. That was an MVP season. If he did not,
I thought he was better back then. I thought his best season. Listen, Anthony, I thought his best season was 2022. You know, as recently as mid 2023 season, I had Jalen ranked as the second best player in Philly sports. And then when I saw more, I thought, no, I actually think it's those around him that are elevating him more than he elevates them. Listen, I'm not saying he's bad, Anthony. I'm just saying if the standard is elite, I don't think he's elite. He has so much around. I mean, all those quarterbacks you listed, they haven't had the top-ranked defense or the number one offensive line. I mean, Joe Burrow had no offensive line. So I look at what's around him, and that's a big factor for me. Let's go to David calling from New Jersey. Good morning, David.
Hey, morning, everybody. Great show. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
You bet, David.
Hey, real quick, I think this is tough because it's all off perspective. Like, it seems like people like Joe and Spike love passing yards and, like, other people, like, look at the Super Bowls more. But, yeah, I don't know. It just seems that, like who's better? I'm just thinking, like, at crunch time watching, like, some of these guys, how Jalen could just lock in and, like, Joe, that was a funny little Eli Tom Brady thing, but you know what's funny about that? We're already giving Mahomes the number one spot during this time, so that doesn't really.
Well, I don't give it to him. He took it. The guy's been to five Super Bowls.
Okay.
He's won three.
Well,
I think he's consistently the best quarterback in pro football.
Sure, no, but I'm saying in that period, like we're saying he's the number one, and Eli's number one in that time. I'm sorry, Tom Brady is.
Well, Eli was number one on those days, but he was not number one. I mean, listen, David, I would not put Eli in the Hall of Fame. Now, he won two Super Bowls, but they're also the only two seasons in which he won a playoff game. You know what I mean? Like, Eli's a really odd, very odd historical figure in sports.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. But I'm just saying, in that time, like, we're like, let's just say this. Tom Brady's number one, and then, you know, Eli's whatever. But, like, this is a top five ranking, and we're saying Mahomes is number one, so that has nothing to do with it. Like, we know that. But, like, I'm just saying that, like, when you watch some of these guys, like, Jalen just it seems like he could just outperform some of these guys, like the other caller said. You know,
well,
like
he can. Most of them he can.
Right.
But David, David, here's one of my contentions.
Joe doesn't factor in the mistakes that other quarterbacks make.
It's not all rosy and shiny the
way we, you know, like the grass is always greener. It truly is.
I think the two guys up top, and David, good call. I think the two guys up top that make the most mistakes. Listen, Lamar didn't have many interceptions last year, but I've seen enough of him in the playoffs to know he can
fumbleitis. Like, he can turnovers. Just, they come in bunches.
He can mess it up in a big spot.
2024, he was the MVP. They had the best defense in the league. They had home field advantage, and they completely melted down.
He's clearly had playoff moments where he's goofed it up. There's no question.
The point that everyone's making is you're not giving enough weight to when the lights are the brightest, when it matters the most. Jalen Hurts always steps up
and
always plays great. And that's
is that defined by Super Bowls?
Sure. And the playoff. What are you doing in the NFC Championship game?
I'm just asking.
He put up 55 points.
He played horrible in two different playoff games. I'm just asking, is that...
In 2021 and 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that...
Well, that's
those
what I'm defining.
But those
what are
unique
the, like,
years. 2023, that team was done. Like,
let's
no one played well. We saw the worst defensive performance we've ever seen.
He referenced the bright lights, and I'm just trying to understand...
No, but you understand 2021 and 2023 are different. 2021,
he's played great in the Super Bowls.
They were just... 2021, he wasn't ready. No one was ready.
I totally agree.
And 2023 was in the middle of the worst collapse we've ever seen. I just don't think it's apples to apples.
Well, I think he was a big part of that, but yes, a lot of weird stuff happened.
What makes him great is he is an incredible amalgamation of traits that will refuse to stay the same. He will refuse to let the same things that befall a normal quarterback befall him. And when I say normal, I mean he is abnormal in the way he looks at the world. It is unusual the way he is, but that's a great thing for us as fans. This guy will not rest. I'm telling you, he's not going to let the complacency thing happen to him.
I agree with that.
And it's like he will not sleep until he figures out ways to prevent the complacency thing. He will not be satisfied. And he leads this team in that same way. He will make sure that they are not satisfied. That's part of what makes him better than everyone else, too. He's a big reason why this team is like that. So you don't factor that in at all.
I do factor that in. That's why I got him in tier two. John, you got to admit, if I wasn't doing this sports radio thing, I could rock the FM music DJ gig.
You think?
I mean,
do we have to admit that?
No, I'd be so bad. I'd be so bad at it.
Be like, that song's okay.
Yeah,
here's another song.
Real bad.
Ugh. Yeah, I would be.
Ugh. So we met Kevin Petullo.
Yep.
Yesterday.
Yep. Not
literally.
Yes, heard him talk in a football way, in the, you know, press conference type way. Some of these stats, and this ties into Jalen. I mean, you thinking Jalen is something different than what Jalen truly is. I guess that makes sense because it's been difficult. It's been a challenge. Jalen has had such a rocky road of a path because 12 different play callers since he started college in 2016. That 12 different play callers since he started college in 2016.
That's astounding.
Kevin Petullo is Jalen's sixth different play caller since entering the NFL in 2020. His sixth different play caller since entering the NFL.
That's probably unprecedented.
That's some turnover.
I know.
That's not what you're going for. And you know, this really is kind of the blemish on the development of Jalen Hurts. It's happened every step of the way. And at times, because of Jalen's path, because of his own choosing, you know, when you transfer to Oklahoma,
yeah,
you're going to get
a
new offensive coordinator that next year.
Right.
But it's just uncanny. It's
well,
just unbelievable
what,
that he has had that level of turnover, yet still this degree of success.
Part of what explains it is Alabama and the Eagles have been successful, and so people want their coaches.
That's a big part of it.
Like it is a unique thing, though. All right, let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day. I want to pose a Phillies-related question to you. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. Now from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Do you think Ranger Suarez will be on the Phillies next season? Yes or no? Now, the answer is probably not, right? And yeah. There's no room.
Let's hope we get something good.
So I put something out on Twitter about Ranger 2 days ago that, you know, how unusual this is to have a pitcher this good that most people in the city think won't be here next year. And the main thread of responses I got back was, get rid of Nola. Get rid of Nola. Keep Ranger. Get rid of Nola. It's just so unlikely because he's owed like over $100 million for the next 5 years.
Impossible.
I
don't understand the thought process to say that.
So let me ask you this question, James. To keep Ranger, and I'm going to pose this to everyone listening right now, 215-592-9494. To keep Ranger, which would obviously be re-signing him, what realistically is the most viable path for him to be kept? Who would have to get bumped out?
So you figure Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, Lizardo, Painter, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
How long is Lizardo signed for?
One more year after this. So theoretically, I mean, I guess the only way you keep Ranger is if you sign Ranger and trade Lizardo.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. Or if you wanted to trade Painter, which they have made it very clear they're
or
not going to do.
Or trade Sanchez for a great player.
Or trade
player,
Sanchez, which would be crazy
player.
Considering the contract he signed.
I
honestly think he might be the most untradeable considering the contract he signed. So
you mean from a Philly standpoint?
From a pure roster construction
Not the
standpoint.
Aaron Nola untradeable.
Yes.
He's so valuable to the Phillies.
It's such a great contract and he is good. So, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, I'll pose it to everyone. I mean, I know we all love Ranger. And I know most of us would love to see him stick with the Phils. The question is, how do you do that? And do you think it gets done? I don't think it gets done. It saddens me, but I also accept it as the price of doing business if my GM and my owner acquire so many great pitchers.
Like, I guess there is one more thing that we don't even want to bring up, but if someone has to have Tommy John or something like that, that honestly, that is sadly the most realistic thing where they could re-sign Ranger is if someone's going to be out for 2 years or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And it would, to me, almost have to be multiple years because, you know, a multiple year situation. Anyway, it's an odd situation. All right, where do you stand on the Ranger thing? 215-592-9494. Reminder, the Phils play two today. First game, 105. That's the Wednesday night ticket. The second game, 645. That's the ticket that was already scheduled for today. Sanchez actually pitches the first game, which is an interesting flip because Wheeler was going to pitch the next game and have the responsibility or not of plunking a Brave. That now goes to Sanchez as first guy up. So we'll see how all that shakes out today. By the way, when you call in and join us today on the program at 215-592-9494, whether it's to talk about Ranger, Jalen Hurts, or more. You can also win a pair of tickets to a Phils game. We got a pair of tickets to the Phils game coming up versus the Cubs. By the way, Cubs, really good team again. Cubs-Phils, June 11th, in about 2 weeks, 105 first game, afternoon, 105 first pitch, afternoon game at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. So John had just referenced the Kevin Pitullo thing from yesterday. We know Pitullo and Sirianni are apparently very good friends. And obviously co-workers. And so we will ask you today, not from the real-life version of Sirianni and Pitullo, but to the fictional variety, give us a great pair of co-workers. They've got to work together, co-workers through the years in the world of fiction, movies, shows, whatever it might be. John Ritchie, when you think of fictional co-workers, like I think of Office Space. I mean, my God. Especially the three main dudes, because they're, you know, the three that were getting along, unified in their quest to, you know, essentially defeat the big bad giant that was that company. What a great movie. But John, when you think of fictional co-workers, what comes to mind?
That's interesting. You think of Office Space, but not The Office.
No, I don't like The Office.
Hate The Office.
I do hate The Office.
I think The Office is pretty amazing. And I think Pam and Jim.
Big answer.
The fact that, man, there was that behind the scenes, undercover, simmering tension for so long, and then they fell in love. Joe, you should love this.
Well, you just gave
this
it away.
It's a great love story.
A perfect love story for you to follow.
Yeah, I didn't like those interviews.
Up your alley.
Yeah, the interviews annoy me. Seltzer, give me
so weird.
Twitter poll question. Twitter poll question. What's better, Office Space or The Office?
Should we put it up? That's actually a fun one.
Office Space.
Yeah, put that up.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, we'll put that up. All right, James, give me an answer.
And hold on. That's confusing, though, because you got The Office. You got a couple offices.
Well, not the British one. Yeah. Isn't there? No.
I mean, people will know.
Yeah, people. I mean,
people
come
will
on.
Know. I'll say which is better, Office Space, The Office. People will get it.
You got it. James, what do you got here?
I'm going to go with Clarice Starling and Jack Crawford.
Yeah.
They caught Buffalo Bill together.
Yeah, they did. All right, Rhea, an answer for, because we're coworkers, but we're not the fictional variety.
No, we are not
fictional. Give me the fictional variety of coworkers. What stands
out
there?
We'd be so much better if we were fictional. Riggs and Murtaugh.
Well, that's a big one for sure. All right, think about it, guys. A lot of answers out there. Fictional coworkers in honor of Sirianni and Petula, not fictional. We also have the Twitter poll. We've now added, which is better, the Office Space or The Office. Get voting on that. And Ranger, is there a path to bring him back? How realistic is that? I just think it's a tremendous long shot. I've never really seen anything like it in Philly sports where a player this good is just going to kind of get nudged out by numbers of how many people at that position excel. It's bizarre, but it's probably what it is. Let's go to the phones. Also, Jalen Hurts, top tier elite or not, in your opinion, John in Allentown. John, good morning.
What's up, boys and girls?
What's up, John?
Hey, I'm driving through a mountain, so if I cut out, I apologize.
No worse.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, John, we're going to put you on hold. We're just going to get you in a better spot, and then we'll get you on the air and give you some good time. Sean in Chester. Sean, what's going on, bud?
How you doing, everyone?
Fantastic.
I just wanted to, I listen to you guys all the time. I love you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Joe, like, I don't know how you can't say Jalen Hurts is not elite when none of the so-called elite quarterbacks can get past Patrick Mahomes. They lose every year.
Well, I think he's better than them is kind of the crux of it. I think he is better than Lamar and Burrow and Allen. But I think those guys are great too. But go ahead.
Jalen Hurts, I mean, and people knock him like for the team that he has around him. And you're supposed to have a good team around you. Troy Aikman had a great team around him. Elway, every Super Bowl winning team.
Well, Elway eventually did. So I wouldn't say Elway in the 80s was a truly great team. I think that was a lot of him being the hero, kind of putting them on his back, frankly. But I agree with you.
That's why they didn't win.
That is why they didn't win. Yeah. But the Elway group at the end, with Terrell Davis and all those guys they had.
Rod Smith and Ed McCaffrey and Shannon Sharp and all that. They were great.
I think they had become
the inside zone.
Yeah.
And Terrell Davis had 2,000 yards.
Yeah, no, it was incredible.
En route to their Super Bowls. Like, the run game was a massive part of that equation, part of the formula for success.
I mean, Sean, it does. So the complication for this is different players have different teammates, and then you have to assess, okay, what does that mean for how good the player actually is? It is a tricky conversation. And look, I know a lot of people get frustrated when I say I don't think Jalen's elite, and I respect those that think he is, because there's arguments that he is. I just think when I watch them play, I see others that lift him up in a big way. And, you know, Sirianni basically proved it last year when he said Jalen Hurts can't be great without the greatness of others. Oh, no, he didn't say that, did he? But that's what he was thinking when he said that a million times. You can't be great.
You know, it's been Jalen.
I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead, buddy. I'm just joking around.
Shane Steichen, 2 years in a row, is the only repeat offensive coordinator that this young quarterback has ever enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I think that's when he was playing his best football, too.
When it was.
The second year of Shane Steichen.
I agree.
That's the highest functioning Jalen we've seen.
I totally agree with that.
In many cases. And let's just wait and see what that looks like. Please, you know, fingers crossed. That's the biggest deficiency that we have attached to this head coach, that we're going to have this turnover at offensive coordinator.
I agree with that, too.
At play caller. That is a major concern. And if we could settle in at one, it would make a difference. But just imagine if Andy Reid could be Jalen Hurts' coach for 2 years in a row.
Right.
Imagine how that would benefit Jalen Hurts.
No, I agree with that. Sean, take a crack at this. We keep talking over you, bud. What do you make of it all?
Well, I just think that to be elite, your accomplishments has to be included in that. And Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl MVP. and none of those other guys are, except Patrick Mahomes.
Well, let me ask you this, Sean. Would you say Foles was elite? I would not. He was a Super Bowl MVP. Do you think Foles was elite?
No, over his body of work. Like, if you put all these guys' body of work together and look at their tape and film, you can't say that Jalen Hurts is not elite.
His body of work is much stronger than Foles.
There's no question.
Yeah.
My point is not every Super Bowl MVP is elite.
Okay. Put his body of work, Burrow, Lamar, and Josh Allen, and he beats every one of those guys.
Well, the team does. I don't think he does, but the team does. All right, Sean, give me an answer for fictional coworkers.
Starsky and Hutch.
You got
good
it,
answer.
You got it for sure. All right, speaking of answers, let's listen to something Cooper DeJean said yesterday because, you know, one of the big all-season talking points with the Eagles has been, does Cooper DeJean move outside when the other team only has two wide receivers out there? What you call base defense. You only need two outside, you know, two corners. And, you know, because last year he didn't serve that role. Last year he played, I'd have to look it up, maybe 80% of the snaps because the other team had two wide receivers. He actually came off the field, but he's really, really good. So you want him on the field a lot. Will he slide outside in those scenarios? Here's Cooper DeJean yesterday talking about the plan.
What was Nick's message to you about the plan?
Just saying that they were going to try me a little bit at outside when we were in base. Nothing really too crazy. That's really all he said. I would get some reps outside during OTA. See how it looked.
Here's what's going to be interesting. Based on the series of answers, and we'll play more of them today, but based on the series of answers he gave yesterday, I get this impression, John. They want him to win the job. They're going to try it, but they're not convinced he's going to win it. That was sort of the way I heard the answers. It wasn't like,
well, good.
Cooper, you're the guy.
Good.
Make and prove it guy?
Gifted.
You anything. Think he will get this, though, right?
I would assume, yeah, probably. He is so talented. Holy cow. I was looking, what was I even watching? Last night, there was a lot of clips, just little things, bites coming out of camp. Not some of it recent, some of it going back to last season. Some of it was just B-roll from practice. But, wow, watching Cooper DeJean. Yeah. Just in cornerback drills, just watching him emerge from a back pedal. It sounds so mundane, but man, he flashes just at the simplest stuff. I'm saying this is practice, and it's probably from, I don't know, January sometime. You know, just every day, just boring, normal stuff. But the way he does it, the way his body is controlled, the way he explodes, it looks different than other people. And I am hopeful that I can see that in action as much as humanly possible because this guy is awesome.
Miss your
and
question,
he
John.
Wants to tackle people with it. He wants to go crush people with this incredible performance hot rod that he's got. Look, running around on the field out there.
He's very athletic. Do you think people will notice if I sub him in for me versus Jack in this athletic competition? Because we do look kind of similar.
Oh.
Two good-looking guys.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I might just say, the bathroom break time, and then, you know.
He looks and is young enough to be your child.
Imagine Fritz, if I'm like, yo, Fritz, Cooper DeJean's going to take this one for my team. I think he could win the basketball game. I'll say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.